I made up my mind.
But you've said we're Fox Sports Knoxville, voice of the fans, no strings attached, truth tellers, and chain breakers. We even have the screenshots to prove it. Fox Sports Knoxville on WKGN AM 1340, FM 101.5, and worldwide on the WKGN app. Fan Run Radio.
Hour three of the program, just like the WKGN app, powered by Hops and Hollers. Go download the WKGN app. What is that? This segment
breaking
is brought
news.
To you by our friends.
That's
at
the new breaking news sound.
Furniture. 1038 Furniture
instead
located
of me doing
in Bean
the, you know,
Station,
the thing,
Tennessee.
Do
we know how it sounded on the radio? Preferred go-to stop for all your furniture needs. You can check
I mean,
out
I feel like you're blowing people's speakers out. Maybe I'm wrong.
Furniture.com.
I don't know. Ben, does
message
it look
them
loud?
On Facebook if you have any questions.
Well,
if
that's something you probably should have tested out before just doing. Hopefully everyone's still listening and their ears aren't blown up.
They
I know mine are.
So
they're able to give it to you at a discounted price.
I've hired a new head coach.
They're not set. They sell it to you for $12.99. Most
Jeff
places
Fisher?
Here in Knoxville are
no,
going to charge $2,500
for is
it. The savings
Mike
are real. The savings are
Matt.
Fantastic.
His name is Matt.
Visit
wait, wait, wait. His name is what? Oh, okay. I think
he said
his name was
website,
Mike Matt.
1038furniture.com.
No, 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 I thought it was Mike.
Grab
Matt.
Matt. Thanks for joining the
I was
show.
I was going to say, Mike Matt might be the worst name I've ever heard of anybody ever. Okay.
Mike Matt. He sounds like Owen
Sound.
Matt Nagy. Nagy. My man. Nagy. N-A-G-Y. Anyway, he's the Chiefs offensive coordinator.
Take the cake,
Matt Nagy. So now he's going to become the Bears' next head coach. He's been with the Chiefs since 2013. Was a quarterbacks coach for 3 years before taking over as their offensive coordinator the past two seasons.
And I mean, I feel like it's pretty
impressive.
I feel like it's pretty impressive to not be at the show and still make the best point of the show,
which was
talking Cody off of his number one ranked Fries
while
being
shut out against the Titans team
on the street
and they lost
in
the playoff game.
You did, yes, you did.
So I mean, I feel like I had a pretty good showing, considering in 15 minutes I had the best argument of the day.
Well,
it's pretty good efficiency.
Well, you brought up a good point that I didn't back up.
That's pretty good efficiency. How
important
the Sox
was.
10 minutes on the show. Great point.
Yeah, Sauce is important.
He was an arena quarterback.
I know that the NFL is not the same as college football, but if like a college football, if the Vols had hired a guy, if they had hired, and now they hired Jeremy Pruitt the night after, like he got blown out by like 40 points in the second half. That's how this would feel if I'm a Bears fan.
It would be a good time to leave. Something with him.
I got shut out by the Titans. All I'm asking, hey, both of you, enough of your fraud talks. All I'm asking is
I don't care about his arena league stats.
Listen to this. 2006, he threw 85 touchdowns
quick,
on 11
John,
picks.
That's impressive. You ever heard of any other quarterback to throw 85 touchdowns?
Give me Tommy Maddox's numbers.
No, no, I didn't give up.
Give me Tommy Maddox's
well,
effort.
I didn't give up hope on numbers.
No, no, no. Because he actually made it to the NFL.
For this
the
guy, though, played
in terms
a
of,
tough league.
The gambling
the
line and the
arena
half
league. I didn't think they were going to win, but I thought they could easily cover the second half spread.
Arena league's a brutal game.
I thought we could keep
up against walls.
I thought we'd get back to where we lost
the quarterbacks. I didn't lose hope to the walls.
I didn't really think we were going to win. Why am I yelling?
But I wasn't ready to leave because, like I said, I thought we could make it a game.
It's bingo
and
night.
I get within the number.
A weird second half, man, but I'm
amazing. Download the WKGN app.
Hey,
Von Terry action
is
tomorrow night.
Ask that,
anybody
Jones,
know how long Nate and the boys were? Russell
and
Nate went. Russell and Houston. What the hell am I talking about? I'm so rattled. Anybody
yes,
know how
I
long
think
that
that's too much
to
ask.
Yes, no,
that's
Kentucky,
that's
call me like at midnight.
Yep,
seems a little drastic.
The thoughts of our callers do not reflect the standard and views of Fox Sports Knoxville and Talk Sports and John Reed.
Saturday was the first time in my life I've ever gotten migraine headaches.
See you, Matt.
I don't know where they came from. I hope it's not a new trend.
That's a little bit
it
too much.
Put me down at the stadium. That was hurt.
Too far?
So is it asking too much? I think it is.
We went out.
I feel like the
really
spill out from hitting Atlanta would get us anyway.
500 Days of Summer. Great movie.
The oh yeah, the nuclear the fallout.
Yeah.
The, oh yeah.
No, no.
Yeah,
I said it.
We'd have like poisonous stuff in the air.
Yeah. No thanks.
Radiation. And, yeah.
We got a lot. We try to recruit Georgia.
We need some of those recruits.
Holding the floor is yours.
Big John Reed and Cody.
I think that's asking a little too much.
Cody,
a little,
I'm legally half deaf.
It's a little too far.
Hearing in my other ear with that fire alarm.
You excited for this game tonight?
So was it loud? I've gotten two people that said sounds good. I got one guy that said really loud.
You going anywhere to watch it?
Happy to see it.
Is that better? Mm-hmm. A little bit further away?
No, probably.
That's a little bit better.
That was a couple feet back.
Yeah. Can't wait till that battery goes dead or you leave it.
I'll buy a new battery. The clock kickoff. Shouldn't be.
And it always takes so long. Like,
the game takes long as it is. And then when you start throwing in like halftime performances and just –
It's worth the trip.
Championship game stuff.
If you get a chance, go a day before. I recommend that. It'll be cold, but
I just hope it's
cold. Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's going to be about as cold as it's been in Tennessee.
I just probably run them out of the building.
Much colder. I mean, what's the difference between 8 degrees and 0 degrees? Is that a huge difference? Maybe it is.
I like to be entertained.
Sounds like it's a big difference.
I don't know. It's been in the negatives up north. I don't know.
Oh, really?
About Boston, but it's been really, really cold.
I mean, I thought the whole reason you wanted Alabama, Georgia, was because you wanted
Saban could
embarrass Kirby. Now it turns out you just want a good hard-fought game where both schools look good.
No, I don't want them both to look good.
I just want to see.
What's going to happen if it's a good close game?
Well, I've just decided I want to. A good football game.
I think you've just decided you don't really have any.
So you look at Andy Reid and you kind of touched on it. Marty Schottenheimer. I think those guys are pretty similar. When
I'm pulling for Bama.
You know, playoff disappointments and not making it to the big game.
Pretty wild.
John, you were there for the game and Cody chimed in too. I was just wondering during this time. I kept questioning.
It obviously makes sense.
It is just a weird situation, though. So many Tennessee during fans the are game, for is it a persona that they?
I mean, I think it's the only logical choice. It's not like
bad
it's,
judgment.
You know, last year with Clemson, I thought it was more of
luck.
A debate.
What do you guys think? Is
yeah,
you, like, I think you could have made the case that Alabama winning against Clemson would have been better overall for
Tennessee.
Usually with Andy Reid, there's like a couple of moments where he'll do something really dumb. He'll have a bad challenge. He'll have a bad timeout.
You know, Bama beating
but
Clemson
the Chiefs
year,
made it to
the
2-minute warning with all three timeouts.
Dabo get a national title.
That they did. Yeah.
Like, there wasn't one moment you could really point to.
It's overkill at a certain point.
Like I said, Alabama,
all timeouts.
I don't recall them losing a challenge.
Now I keep waiting for every championship, hoping that'll be the one Nick Saban wants to retire
on. I know I
kind of
talked about the offensive play calling. Kareem Hunt got.
But I definitely don't want Georgia to get a
title. Got five carries, but.
And then, of course, you have.
They didn't really have the ball that much. If anything.
Coaching for Alabama tonight.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I
if anything,
I
maybe
really
it's just. You remember
Georgia
maybe the best way to describe
that
it.
Nervous
and I was in the stands, and Chiefs fans kind of were telling me the same thing. It seems to me like they have the constant feeling in playoff games that we did last year against Florida. I mean, does that make sense? Like, you know you're going to lose, you know you're going to blow it. Maybe,
you can just
maybe
feel it coming.
Yeah, maybe 2015 Florida, 2014 Florida would be a better example. But, like,
yeah.
No leads
I mean,
kind of saying that
was
on the cusp of
the
playoff.
Your teams
and
your
coach
aren't
going to
make the right
decision.
Well,
I think that feeling just kind of manifests throughout the stadium.
Might not look quite as good.
Watching that clip of Derrick Henry's game-sealing run,
Darrell
Revis wanted no part of trying to make a tackle. He could have probably stopped Henry short and gotten the ball back, but he made a business decision, and it's almost like he had been retired for half a year and didn't want to go out and tackle anybody.
Hard to blame him, really. I wouldn't want to try to tackle Derrick Henry either.
I mean, it was right at the first down marker, so it might even had a first down, but like, I feel like you have to go at his legs at that point and just hope for the best. I feel like you have to on third down in a big playoff game. But it was almost like he was retired for half a year and forgot that he doesn't like hitting people in football.
Yeah, it seems more likely.
But, yeah, I mean, the best way I could describe it, Zach, is just that it felt like it did in Neyland Stadium in 2014 or like it did in Tennessee section and in Gainesville against Florida. You just kind of all start thinking the worst, and it sucks the life out of the stadium. Looking at the weather right now, Foxborough, Massachusetts on Saturday – high of 43, low of 29, 90% chance of precipitation. Rain, I think. Not even snow. It's just rain.
That's not too bad. What is
a rainy 30-degree night sounds pretty awful.
What does Friday night in Boston look like?
I'm not doing your work for you.
You know, I was just looking at the best things to do in Boston. The Paul Revere House. You know Paul Revere, great Civil War hero. Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't.
It's
a
joke. Boston Public Garden. You got the Freedom Trail, Fenway Park. A lot of things to see in Boston.
Has anyone Harvard's ever been a hero there by not actually doing anything? Did Paul Revere actually fight?
He's the one who said
I know
British
what he did. I'm asking if he actually fought. Did he have anything else, or was he just
a
messenger?
Like, I feel like letting everyone know is kind of a big deal.
I'm just asking if anyone's ever been a hero for less.
Hey, guys, they're here. Like, somebody had to do it, right? I guess you find out at some point. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but then it would have been too late. I'm not diminishing what he did, although, yeah, I guess I kind of am. But I feel like all these other heroes actually fought.
Can you imagine going to war in those days? Like, how do the British feel? Like, they've been on boats for, how long does it take? Like, 6 months on, you know, those wooden ships?
We talk about, like, flying from West Coast to East Coast and playing, like, a 1 p.m. kickoff in NFL. Imagine being on boat for a month and then having to get off and try to fight somebody in war. You're right. That does seem like a pretty big advantage.
Yeah, like, I feel like the U.S., well, it wasn't the U.S. yet, but it was kind of, you know, I feel like that's a real home field advantage.
You can call them the U.S.
It's a real home field advantage.
Yeah.
When your opponent has been famished and starving on boats for 6 months on the way to fight you. Seems tough.
You know, we all try to make it this American exceptionalism as how we won this war and why we always win wars and why we're so great. Maybe it's just because we had a good home foot advantage in the Revolutionary War. They were tired from the boat.
Yeah. I would imagine that as a factor.
Do we have an answer if Ben Revere fought?
Paul Revere?
Not Paul Ben Revere. I think
tell us about Paul.
Ben Revere is a baseball player.
Tell us about Ben Revere.
I have not found anything about him fighting.
Actually fighting.
Just sounded the alarm that the British forces were moving against.
He's just a really. He has had a really good horse, huh?
Just a fast horse and a loud voice.
No one talks about the horse. Horse, the real hero.
Exactly. What's Paul Revere doing without the horse?
Not what's he ever thing. Done? Big Paul Revere. He didn't pick up any weapons.
Paul Revere.
He later
overrated.
Became a blacksmith. Maybe helped make some weapons.
Talk about peaking a little too early. From hero to blacksmith. It's got to be tough. I feel like you should get a better job than that after. No offense to blacksmiths, but I'm just saying, like, if I saved you from the war, like, hey guys, remember when I told you all that the British were coming? Can I get, like, some type of cool job? Blacksmith? Oh, okay, I guess. I guess that's okay. I mean, we'd all be speaking English if it wasn't for me.
Precision Lawn Services, Greater Knoxville's complete lawn maintenance provider, offering mowing, weed control, fertilization, overseeding, general landscaping, and more. Precision Lawn Services committed to making your lawn complement your home or business. Your one-stop shop for lawn care and landscaping. Precision Lawn is the way to the greener side of grass. Call Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616. That's Russ Cooper at Precision Lawn Service, 423-836-6616.
If you want to secure the best Falls gear for this season, then hurry up and get over to Alumni Hall. They have the newest arrivals from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, and much, much more, including everything you need for your home, car, or office. Plus, you can now get the Tennessee Yeti coolers, Ramblers, and Coasters just in time for tailgate season. If it's orange and white, you can get it at Alumni Hall. Alumni Hall now has 7 convenient locations throughout the state, including the brand new location in Brentwood. And as always, you can shop from the comfort of your home or office 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
The Escape Game in downtown Knoxville offers both a fun night out with your friends and the perfect team-building exercise for teammates and employees. Forbes magazine lists team-building as the most important investment your company could ever make. It boosts employee morale, builds communication, and forms bonds that will last long after the workday is over. Visit EscapeGameKnoxville.com or call 865-246-1306 to learn more. Don't forget to use the promo code FOXSPORTS for a discount. Escape Game Knoxville. Ready, set, escape.
Merchants of Beer, a unique venue designed as a destination for craft beer connoisseurs, is a favorite place to hang out with friends to enjoy beer, fine cocktails, wines, and cigars in the one-of-a-kind walk-in humidor. Pair your drink selection with their delicious snack options for a different experience each visit. In a rush, carry out your favorite beers and snacks. Merchants of Beer is located at 137 South Central Street in the Old City, right on the corner of Summit Hill and Central. It's time to experience Merchants of Beer.
NutriShop, Knoxville's premier locally owned and operated nutritional supplement headquarters. Located at 107 Moss Grove Boulevard in West Knoxville, just in front of Academy Sports, NutriShop provides customers with an extremely diverse selection of superior nutritional supplements at guaranteed low prices thanks to their price match, swap, and buyback guarantees. NutriShop owner and VFL Kyle Spicer, along with his personally trained NutriShop staff, will work with you to develop a personalized plan, ensuring your success and satisfaction. NutriShop offers over 100 exclusive sports nutrition, weight loss, vitamin, and general health supplements, including protein, pre- and post-workout, muscle optimizers, and vitamins, along with consultation, analysis, customized care, and planning. So stop in to NutriShop Knoxville today for your free state-of-the-art in-body scan, analysis, and consultation, and set your goals towards becoming the best version of yourself. NutriShop Knoxville, 107 Mossgrove Boulevard and NutriShopUSA.com.
Tired of the same old when it comes to lunch spots in Knoxville? Well, head on over to Brown Bag and try some food with...
Back on the program live in the Mountain View Chevy Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Let's grab UCF Will. Mr. National Champion himself, UCF Will, what's up, brother? The floor is yours.
Thank you, gentlemen. Two things that I wanted to talk about. So a lot of people have said that, you know, we're just kind of being ridiculous with this whole thing. But some of the old BCS computer polls, or the computer polls that they used to use in the BCS, still do rankings. And right now we currently sit number one in one of them, the Wolf poll.
Now we're talking.
And they have us ranked quite a bit ahead of number two, Georgia. Now, the rankings for that one were done before all the bowl games, so it remains to be seen if we'll still remain number one if Georgia wins. But, I mean, the gap between us and Georgia is the same as the gap between them and the number five team, which is Ohio State. So probably in that one, we stay number one if Georgia wins. The other interesting thing, though, is if Alabama wins, we are almost certainly going to be ranked number one in the Kali Matrix. Because, like, that one actually has a thing where you
can... UCF, Will, hold on. We got breaking news. Hold on.
Sorry, Will. Okay. Some news here on Tennessee coming in at number 24 in the new AP poll after losing to number 22, Auburn, and beating number 21, Kentucky.
So Tennessee stays in the top 25 in the AP
Congratulations.
Poll.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, Will.
Now keep going. UCF champions.
All right. So the Kali Matrix actually has a thing where you can simulate games, and so their rankings were done as of the end of last week's games, and you can simulate if Alabama beats Georgia, we would jump Georgia obviously and go to number one, and Alabama would not jump us, so we would be ranked number one in that one. And both of these rankings are recognized as major selectors by the NCAA, so we would have a legit claim to the national championship if one of these two things happened. So either way, we probably have at least a somewhat legitimate claim to this.
Hey, do you live down there?
No, I live in Atlanta, actually.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you went to the parade. Did they go through with the parade yesterday?
They did, yeah. I saw some video of that. So
okay.
It's pretty cool. You know, good for the fans and the players to be able to kind of celebrate that. But so, John, am I correct in thinking that you are a wrestling fan?
Oh, yeah, big-time wrestling fan.
So I don't know how long you've been a wrestling fan, but back in 1991.
It's a little bit before my time.
All right, so WWF, you know, at that time they were WWF, not WWE. So they made a major coup and signed Ric Flair. This was the first time he'd ever gone over to the WWF, so that was a big deal. And so, I mean, Ric Flair, he was coming from WCW, which was kind of like the group of five of wrestling federations at that time. I mean, they pretty much always were. And at the time, Hulk Hogan, who was kind of like the Alabama of wrestlers, was the WWF champion. Ric Flair, he didn't care about that. He came on over, you know, and had Bobby Brain Heenan kind of as his mouthpiece, and he was like, he brought over that big gold belt, you know, that big shiny championship belt, and he called himself the real world's heavyweight champion. And I feel like UCF is kind of like a young Ric Flair. We're, you know, we don't care about the college football playoff invitational championship. We consider ourselves the real world's national heavyweight champion.
Make sure you save your money. Rick didn't do a good job of saving his money. Make sure you save the title. Don't blow it all in one place. Appreciate the phone call, brother.
Thank you.
Tweeter writes in, everyone always talks about old Paul Revere, but no one gives credit to William Dawes Jr. Who the hell is William Dawes Jr., you might ask? Well, according to his Wikipedia, he is one of several men and a woman who alerted colonial minutemen in Massachusetts of the approach of the British Army prior to the Battle of Lexington and Concord. For some years, Paul Revere had the most renowned, had been the, for some years, Paul Revere had the most renowned for his ride of warning of this event. So I guess he was just someone who did it too.
Interesting fact about William Dawes. He was a tanner. That was his occupation, and he had seven children, six with Mehet Bol May.
What a name.
And one.
Speaking of wrestling, that sounds like a wrestling name.
And one with Lydia Gindel.
Mehitable May.
Mehitable.
Is that a name or is that an adjective?
Mehitable.
Mehitable. What? Mehitable May. That might be. What was it? Matt. I said that was the worst name. Maybe Mehitable May is either the worst name or coolest name.
What
I can't
an
decide.
Awful name to have. Mehitable. It means like you can hit me. You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Mehitable. It's my name.
I hope that's not how she got the name.
I hope not, too. Poor Mehitable May.
I mean, going up to Boston. Oh, the British are coming. Somebody better tell them the Titans are coming.
They got divorced in 1793.
Derrick Henry's coming. I didn't think you could get divorced back in the day. I guess you could
have. That's part of the reason the Pilgrims came to America.
So they could get divorced?
Well, no, because like the divorce started happening like in Europe, like King Henry VIII or whatever. Said,
so they left. They came here to leave divorce, and they just started divorcing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They realized, like, hey, forever is a long time.
William Dawson.
Mehitable. Let me tell you about Mehitable. She's getting on my damn nerves. I've had it up to here with Mehitable May.
Well, I found out that
she's out of here.
Found out Paul Revere had a slightly better job than blacksmith after the war.
Okay, what did he do?
Sometimes worked as an amateur dentist.
What does that mean?
Revere used his skills as a craftsman to wire dentures made of walrus ivory.
That's what I want.
Or animal teeth into his patient's mouth.
That's what they used to do?
That's what it says.
Put walrus teeth in people's mouths?
That's what I'm looking for.
An amateur dentist? I thought that was code for just he used to beat people up and knock their teeth out.
He was also one of 11 children.
Like Wolf the Dentist in Mighty Ducks 2. They called him the dentist because he was just knocking people's teeth out.
I want to be an amateur dentist when I grow up.
That means we just got to start beating people up.
Just use walrus teeth.
Paul Revere started the original CIA.
I feel like that's a rumor.
That's not true.
It says according to the CIA, Paul Revere founded the first Patriot Intelligence Network.
That's just him riding on his horse. They're giving him credit for him riding on his horse. They think he was spying on the British.
It says
probably just shooting cannons and telling everybody.
Prior to the American Revolution, he had been a member of the Sons of Liberty, a political organization that opposed.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what the Sons of Liberty are.
You know, everybody died early back then. William Dawes only lived to be 53.
Yeah, no, I feel like 53 is a pretty good life back then.
What a sad life. The highlight of your life
is dominating a war. That's a pretty good life.
I don't think he dominated. Well, Paul
was a part of dominating.
Paul Revere lived to be 83. That was like 100.
That's a man who lived a comfortable life. Paul
like
Revere never actually did any work at all. William Dawes is out here having to raise seven kids with Mehitable May and Lydia.
Paul Revere
stressed
had,
out. He was probably happy when he died.
My God, Paul Revere had 16 kids.
He was one of 11. According to the website.
All Paul Revere do is just go out here and have sex and have kids and just ride his horse.
He had 16 children. Only 11 survived, but times were tough then. But listen, he had eight with a woman named Sarah Orne. Six of them survived. He had eight with a woman named Rachel Walker. Five of them survived. That's impressive. That is impressive. I feel like 16, like if 11 make it, that's, you know, that's pretty good for those days. That's,
I mean, you get in the Hall of Fame batting 30%, right?
Yeah, that's a decent success rate. But like, the rest of them, I don't know, they just kind of, you know, didn't work out. But that is a lot of children. Well, Paul, he's quite a man. His wife only lived to be 40 years old.
The horse that he used to ride for the announcement was borrowed.
He did. It wasn't even his horse.
That's what it says. A borrowed horse served as his worthy steed on the night of April 18th, 1775.
Why do we not know whose horse it was?
I'll actually read the paragraph and see if I can learn.
Like, I feel like whoever lent him the horse deserves some credit, too.
John Larkin loaned him a horse, which was later confiscated by the British.
Have you guys ever heard of Moses Walker?
No.
Baseball player, you ever heard of him?
Nope.
Exactly. William Dawes. And whose horse was it?
John Larkin.
Yeah. Moses Walker reminds me of them. Most people don't know this. Me being cultured, who went to the Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame, I do know this. Moses Walker, the first black man who ever played professional baseball. It's not Jackie Robinson. It's Moses Walker. 1880. The Toledo Blue Stockings of the American Association. He's the one, basically, where they said, hey, we're not playing with any black people. He started the segregation in the sport. We never talk about him. It's just, oh, big Jackie Robinson.
He was already too good.
I don't know if he was too good or they just didn't like him. It sounds like they just didn't like him.
It sounds like Walker was out here hitting dingers, and they were like, okay, you know what? You're out.
There was a quote on the wall in the Hall of Fame that was basically like, we're just warning you, nothing against him, but if he plays, he's going to be met with a pool of blood. Basically, we're just going to keep beating the hell out of him until he quits.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Only one way to fix this. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's grab Roger. Roger, get us back on track.
Hey, John. How you doing today, John?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, Cody, buddy. How's it going today? Hey, Cody.
It's fantastic, Roger. I am doing enormously well. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Cody. I'm doing fine. And,
it's good.
Hey, John, I miss hearing you on the radio, John.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Cool. John, please don't have me. John, Cody, I'm going to tell you something. But, Cody, he gave me time to talk to you.
Cody gave you more time?
Yeah, I like that.
That's why you like Cody more than me. He gives you more time.
Yeah, we had a great talk.
Yeah.
Well, you're wasting your time now, Roger. Give me your points. Let's go.
First thing,
I'm not going to hang up on you. Just give me your point. You're making me feel bad. I'm just going to bring you in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bring you in here one day, and you can co-host all 3 hours with me. I'll give you all the time you want, buddy.
I just want to ask you about the last one. I know you went to the Titans game.
Oh yeah, I had fun. You know, Roger, I talked about it in hour one. I'll give you all the time in the world if I think you listen to the show. I don't think you listen. I don't think you like me enough to listen to the show, except when you're on hold. I talked about it all hour one. If you love hearing me on the radio, listen to hour one.
Yeah, well, I was asleep.
You weren't asleep. I'm not buying that.
I was. Really, I'm serious.
Okay, I'll believe you this one time.
Okay.
It's all right, Roger. I was asleep hour one, too.
Oh, really? I
had to have a little nap.
Oh, I'm bad, man.
The game was a lot of fun. I'm glad the Titans won.
Yeah, me too. That was great. Really great. And I just wanted to ask you about the game tonight. It's important tonight. The game tonight. I just want to ask you is, first question is, I guess, is what the key is? I know both teams are good, and both these ones are good too. So I just want to ask you is, what's the key? First is who you're for, and what's the key for who wins? What's the key?
Key for Georgia is to find a way to make some big passing plays. Key for Alabama is just to, I don't know, not turn the ball over.
Okay.
That's what it feels like to me, Cody.
I think another key will be for Georgia to not become too overwhelmed. That's the thing that happens with Alabama. Like, teams go into games against Alabama, and I expect Georgia to be really prepared with Kirby Smart being their head coach.
Yeah.
But a lot of teams are mentally beat by Alabama before they ever get on the field. And I do feel like it's just a little bit different when you play Alabama because the fact that they've been on top for so long. So Georgia – you know, Georgia's got to be mentally ready. And then as far as the game, it's going to come down. I think Alabama, for Georgia, it'll come down to whether Chubb and Michelle can keep them in the game. Because if Alabama shuts down the running game, it's over.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Right, you're right. That's the key with her winning. And so I'm kind of I just want to ask you this question, y'all. Is I'm kind of back and forth on it. I'm kind of half for kind of Georgia win, but kind of Jeremy went to be seven. So for me on it, I'm kind of half on both sides. But who would y'all do if you was me? I'm going to win, but I want Jeremy to get this. So who would y'all pull for if you was me? If you was me,
root for Alabama, Roger, because. Yeah. Alabama already has national titles. Another one's not going to make a difference. If Georgia gets one, that's going to you know, that's going to be tough to swallow. All right, I gave you enough time. I gave you five minutes, thanks. Roger.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah, you're out of here. Love you, buddy.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Let's catch a break. That's how you win Roger over. How much time did you give him on Friday?
45 minutes. We had a great talk. I was trying to. We had to take callers. Had to kill some time.
That's what happens when you show up at 9:50 and don't do any prep, huh?
Hey, actually, I was here at like 8:30. I was prepped. I was so prepped. Ben, how prepped was I? So prepped, right?
He was pretty prepped. I can't confirm that he was here at 8:30.
Yeah, because you weren't here.
I wasn't here till about 9:45.
I don't know how prepped you were. I know I listened at 11:30 and I heard you guys debate, not talk, but debate whether or not you're going to rank. Beer or fries for about 30 minutes. That was whether or not you were going to do that was about 30 minutes of your preparation.
And then you had to come in, you had to text us and be like, just make a decision, damn it.
Well, you said do beers, and then you text me and you're like, if you do fries, I'll call in. I'm like, you just said do beers. What do you want?
Well, I didn't want to get left out. I wanted to do the fries. We just you kept bringing it up. I kept pushing it off. Not
I did it for you.
Not no, you didn't.
I did it for you because. I had a window of opportunity. Everybody pointed this out, too, people on Twitter. They said, you got to do the beers today or you'll never get to do it. And I didn't. I did the fries for you.
And Nathan.
I feel like you really wanted to just whatever. Updating our Toyota Knoxville poll question. Who would you rather have tonight, Jalen Hurts or Jake Fromm? Over 1,000 votes are in, and it's close. 51% just changed. 51% saying Jalen Hurts. Difference maker, one of those guys, or no? Somebody else? Is the X factor the quarterbacks, or do you have someone else?
The X factors, I don't know if it's an X factor by definition, but I think that the most important part of the game is going to be Chubb and Michelle for Georgia and whether or not Bama shuts them down. That'd be the X factor for me, I guess.
Yeah, that simple.
If that qualifies as an X factor.
I don't know if it does either. I don't think it does.
It's the definition of an X
factor. I feel like that's just the key to the game.
I feel like it's the key, though.
Yeah.
Is that the X factor?
To me, the X factor is always kind of like an afterthought, or kind of like the decide, like
Deron Payne.
Yeah, like I think that would be like an X factor. Like I don't remember X factor really being a common sports phrase. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was young. I feel like the first time I really heard X factor was Dante Hall, the punt returner for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'd come out, he'd throw up his X, and then he'd return a punt for a touchdown. And they always call him the X factor, and it made sense to me, just as in this like. You got your offense, your defense. You know those guys are going to go at it. But boom, this added special here. Yeah, the added special that's going to take it over the top that you're not really expecting is Dante Hall. That's the first time I heard it.
I feel like Deron Payne was the definition of an X factor in the Clemson game.
He 100% was. 100% was, I think, if we know what the hell an X factor is.
Kind of like that game where the punter won the MVP.
Yeah.
He was like
the X factor. He was the X factor, exactly.
What game was that?
Texas, Missouri.
Yeah, that's right.
Guy had like 9 punts inside the 10-yard line or something like that.
Guys you don't expect.
Guys you don't expect.
The X factor.
Yeah. Well, let's end this show with some Pump the Brakes to Keep Rolling. It's a Manic Monday. It's also a McClure Monday. That means, Cody, you're up first.
Aggressive turkeys are causing trouble with the mail.
Delete.
Florida man, drunk driving,
I was trying to get the hand up. I had like Florida Man's usually good enough.
Florida Man's always a good one. This guy, he's a rough-looking guy. If you saw these photos. Ugh. Anyway.
This is radio. People can't see the photos.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just telling you.
You're supposed to like kind of describe what he looks like.
Exactly. I'm doing more of TV, like if I could show an image here.
Yeah.
So it's Florida. Radio. Florida
people
authorities.
People can't see in this medium.
Right. He has spots all over his face. He may be. Anyway, Florida authorities are sharing the details of an unusual 911 call received on New Year's Eve from a man who said he wanted to report himself drunk driving. Polk County Sheriff's officials say the dispatcher kept him talking while directing officers to the scene. They asked him where he was on the phone call. He said, "I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at." When they asked what he'd been doing all night, he said, "I don't know. Driving around. Trying to get pulled over, actually." Later in the phone call, he said, "I'm driving on the wrong side of the road."
Yikes.
The operator repeatedly urged him to park his truck and wait for officers to find him. Unfortunately, he chose the wrong spot. "Look, I'm parked in the middle of the road," he said.
Yeah.
Sirens could be heard in the background a short time later. Deputy said Lester admitted drinking beers and swallowing methamphetamine. There it is. There it is. I knew there was going to be some meth somewhere. He also said he'd barely slept for several days, hence the meth. The sheriff's office Facebook post says Lester's criminal history does already include a DUI, drug possession, in addition to hit and run an aggravated battery.
Yeah, so. Unlike this guy, should have kept rolling. It was obvious what that story was when you showed me the picture. You knew the meth was coming.
You knew at some
You're
point.
Not exaggerating when you knew the meth was coming.
You knew it was coming.
Nah.
That photo, the spots all on the face. It's a
Yeah, hard to laugh at a story of somebody that looks like that. Gem Chain bans cable news networks. This has always been a question for me. Like, every time I go to the gym, they got the cable news up there. That doesn't look like something you want to watch when you work out. Do people listen to that? Like, I guess they have the headphones where you can turn to that channel. It doesn't seem like something I would want to listen to, but one gym has banned it because politically charged content doesn't mesh with a healthy way of life. Lifetime Fitness, which has 128 locations across the country, says the decision to remove the national cable network news stations resulted from significant member feedback. And it's always their goal to hit their blah, 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 healthy way of life. I do kind of agree with this mindset, though. I don't think it's healthy to constantly watch political news. I want you to be informed. I think it's important to be informed. But it almost warps your mind if you keep watching it.
Cable news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think local news. Watch all the local news you want. Great
local
people.
Local news is
Love
good.
Love the local news.
Oh, absolutely.
WBIR, straight from the heart. Great people.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Wright. Got a job in San Antonio. The only guy smart enough to put me on TV. Who put you on TV?
WVLT, David Ball.
Shout out to WVLT, too.
Great man. Great station.
ABC, what are you doing?
Yeah, where are you at, WAT?
WACK.
Got two guys here ready to smile for the camera, and you haven't even called.
Three, I guess. I mean, I guess we could put Ben on there. But I think Ben's strength is like he's the man behind the men.
Ben has a nice smile.
Matt said that I did well on Friday.
Yeah, I know.
He said he wasn't talking to Cody or you. He said I had a great show.
You're the man behind the man. You have to embrace that, okay? You didn't see Batman running around trying to get on TV. He just wanted to do the work. He didn't want the credit. He gave the credit to Commissioner Gordon. You're Batman. We're Commissioner Gordon's. The good part about being a producer, Ben, is that you have to want the show to be bigger than yourself. Stop trying to steal our spotlight. We're the ones who need the attention, not you, Ben.
Crave it.
You just set us up to look good. How's that, producer?
Give me credit.
But what's up with WAT? Never try to put us on air. WVLT, WBR, great news network. WAT, I can't co-sign. Not sure about those guys.
Maybe they'll call at some point. Woman agrees to pay for a wrong lottery ticket, then wins money. I let out too much.
You let out too much.
It was $5 million.
No. Respect the game!
Sorry. United flight diverted to Alaska because of bathroom issue. Gas break. It's like a fine line. Like, if I don't give you... too much versus not enough. The guy was spreading feces on the wall.
Respect the game. That's two violations in one show.
Can you go? I have a couple, but I don't think they're as good as the headline I see on your computer.
I feel like you've ruined the game.
I really want to hear this story you got pulled up.
No, I don't think I'm going to give it to you.
Judge to settle fight over Charles Manson's murderabilia.
Save that for tomorrow. You hear the music. It's winding down. When you hear the music, we got 1 minute left in the show, and Ben can't get back to hit the gas brake dip or the pump the brakes or keep rolling. Respect the game. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm trying to make you look good, Cody. I'm trying.
Today, more than others, I feel like I was just out here on an island by myself, just swimming around trying to do content.
Maybe tomorrow.
Got you
be
talking
better.
About gorillas and apes. Got Ben talking about God knows what with Paul Revere. Clay Travis, I'll kick the coverage up next. Russell Smith, the drive guys from 3 to 6. Overtime from 6 to 8. We'll be out live tomorrow at Quaker Steak and Lube on Kingston Pike. Come see us and eat some all-you-can-eat wings.